here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Here we are once again, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Every Wednesday, 11 o'clock is the time. You can mark it down, and lots do, because the phone lines just before 11 o'clock already start ringing. Haven't asked the question yet, and people are wanting to get through for a chance at fame, for a chance to see your name in lights. Well, on a website anyway, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, of course, also wins that limited edition T-shirt designed by, delivered by our friends at Little Town Apparel. So we thank them for that. Pretty simple rules. You have to play by phone. So if you are someone that wants to text along and play, as I've said many times, you're more than welcome to do it. But the winner is not selected off the text line. You have to call in to win. We ask that you haven't won this year, so you haven't won in 2025. And that's about it. If you're the first person through on our phone line, 1-877-332-8255, and you have the right answer, you win. It's that simple. And no one knows better how doable this is than Greg Dowd, who is last week's winner and joining me on the phone this morning. Greg, thanks for taking the call.
No problem at all.
How's the last week been? You're the reigning champ. Tell me it's been good.
It has been everything I thought it would be and more.
That's good. I know your coworkers must have been all over you about this.
Yep, I had several, and I got some hot chocolates bought for me. I even had a couple of strangers recognize
nice.
My voice. So, yeah, I got some hot chocolate there, too.
Nice, that's good. Well, Greg knew the answer. Last week's question I thought was going to be super easy. It ended up going fairly deep into the segment before you called in and got the answer. So the question was, Thomas Edison would have never fathomed this 1963 invention, and you knew the answer was...
The Easy Bake Oven.
The Easy Bake Oven, developed in 1963. That is exactly right. And so knowing that was enough to make you the champion, and that means you get to ask today's question. You've got it ready?
I do indeed.
All right. Let's have it, Greg.
So the question is, you're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does.
You're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does. Greg, you've been a great winner. Thanks for playing along. Thanks for listening.
You bet. Thank you. Take care.
Greg Dowd from Moose Jaw, last week's champ. Who is going to be this week's? Well, let's go to the phone lines and find out. 1-877-332-8255. We're going to start with our friend Dusty in Langham, Saskatchewan. How are you today, Dusty?
I'm doing well, young fella.
Okay, you're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does. Do you know what it is?
Well, I have two answers, but I'm going to go with green eyes.
Green eyes. Okay, good guess. No, that's not the answer, but thank you for getting us started. I'm curious to know what his other one was, but of course, we only give him one. So he guesses green eyes. That is not the right answer. I'm guessing much more than 3% of the world's population has green eyes, but let's carry on. 1-877-332-8255. I got Travis on the line next. Warman originally, but you're up in Candle Lake today. Is that right, Travis?
You bet.
What are you doing? Camping up there?
Yeah.
Smoke free?
Yeah. It's nice clear skies today.
Okay. That's good. All right. Here we go. The question is, you're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does. What do you think, Travis?
Webbed feet.
That's a good guess. I actually knew. Do you know anyone with webbed feet?
No.
I knew a guy. I knew a guy with webbed feet. Anyway, no, it's not webbed feet, but thank you for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. This could be fun, actually. See what answers we get on this one. Let's go to Lorne, regular player of Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, calling in from Moores Beach. Lorne, what do you think?
Oh, man, I've been running the math. Every one of my ideas doesn't work, so I guess I'm going to have to go with having a birthday on the same day as your parent.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess. I like it. No, it's not right, but you know what? I like it. It's out of the box. Birthday the same day as your parents. not the right answer. 1-877-332-8255. So today's question is this. You're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world population does. Let's go to Al in Regina. Do you think you have the answer, Al?
Maybe.
What is it?
People who can't visualize.
People who can't visualize.
Yes.
Okay, that's a pretty specific answer. It's a good guess, but no, it's not. It's not that. People who can't visualize. 1-877-332-8255. We're not at the hint stage yet. I still have faith that we'll get there. Travis in Saskatoon is next. Travis, you're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does.
Is it a little chunk of extra cartilage on the top of your right ear?
Now, where did that answer come from?
I think I've heard before that only a small percentage of people have a little extra bump at the top of their
really?
Right ear.
Well, that,
I happen to have one.
That is a random fact that you've stored away for some time. No, that's not the answer, but you know what? I'm giving you props for originality, not an extra little bit of cartilage on the top of your ear. 1-877-332-8255. Okay. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener continues on. Let's go to Brent in Saskatoon next. Brent, thanks for calling in. You're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does.
Well, I'm thinking, I was guessing of a blood type. Would it be AB blood?
Okay, so you know what? So are you guessing blood type generally, or you want to guess a specific?
Yeah, AB.
Okay.
AB.
Okay, so I'm going to say no, it's not that, and it's actually got nothing to do with blood type. So good guess, but you've taken that off the chart now. Others will know that's not the answer. It doesn't have to do with blood type. 1-877-332-8255. We'll go to Trevor in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Trevor, this is the question. You're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does.
Different colored eyes.
Different colored eyes. Good guess. Great guess. But wrong. But great guess. Notice I'm emphasizing that's a great guess. Different colored eyes, not the right answer. What is the right answer? 1-877-332-8255. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener continues on. Where do we go next? We're going to Dawn in Regina. Dawn, thanks for calling in. The question is, you're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does. What do you think?
I'm thinking one albino eye.
One albino eye? No. Not that, but good guess. I feel like we're honing in on something here. One albino eye is not the right answer, but it's good. 1-877-332-8255. Barry, calling in from the north shore of Fishing Lake. Not on the water today, are you, Barry?
Nope.
No,
I'm not.
Okay, you're ready to play along. What is your guess?
I'm going with perfect pitch.
Ooh, good guess. Something that I do not have. But yeah, that's a good guess. But no, it's not perfect pitch. Not perfect pitch. The question again today, you're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does. We've had a couple of answers very close, like very close. Let's go to Dan next. Dan, calling in from Major.
Hello.
How's it going today, Dan?
Good, you?
Good, good. Okay, here's the question. You're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does. What do you think?
This is my wild-ass guess. Third nipple.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's a great guess, but no, it's not the dreaded third nipple. But thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. We're probably getting close to the break, which means we're probably getting close to a hint, although I feel like I've kind of indirectly given a couple. I'll go to Trent in Saskatoon. You're pretty unique if you have this, Trent. Only 3% of the world's population does.
Well, I'm hoping it's right because my daughter has it. She has red hair.
Ah, good guess. So red hair, I think I'm guessing is more common than just 3% of the world having it? It's not the right answer. It's actually got nothing to do with hair color. It's got nothing to do with hair color. What else have we said? Oh, yeah, it's got nothing to do with blood type. We've had lots of great guesses. It's not third nipple. What do you think it is? 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines continue to flood with people who think they have the answer. Bill is next from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Last week's winner was from Moose Jaw. Could this week's winner be from Moose Jaw? What do you think, Bill?
I'm thinking it might be a twin.
A twin?
Yes.
Okay, good guess. No, it's not a twin. Okay, let's take a break. We've had some close guesses. Here's the guesses that I'm going to tell you have been the closest so far. Green eyes, different color eyes, one albino colored eye. Those are the closest guesses we've had so far, but we still haven't got it. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. We take a break. We come back and hopefully get the right answer. You're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does. What is it? Hopefully the winning answer next here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME. Welcome back to Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. I just did a quick check of the text line. Oh, yeah. Lots of people on the text line have the right answer to this one. 1-877-332-8255. You have to be on the phone and the first caller through with the right answer to win. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. The phone number, again, 1-877-332-8255. The phone lines are jammed. I've mentioned we've had a few guesses that have been close, but not quite there. I'm going to go to Don in Saskatoon. Here's the question, Don. You're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does.
I didn't hang up because my first answer was really wrong. But
have you got a second answer that might be right, Don?
I don't. I think somebody might have said it, but different colored eyes.
Different colored eyes. Yes, it has been guessed. But thanks for calling in. Thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Jason in Martinsville. How's it going, Jason?
Excellent.
Have you got my answer?
I'm hoping so.
What is it?
How about gray eyes?
Gray eyes is right. Gray eyes is right. Congratulations, Jason.
Good deal.
Pretty rare eye color, most common among people of European descent, especially born in countries like Norway, Iceland, Finland, Sweden, and Ireland. So yes, gray eyes, 3% of the world's population have that, and you knew that. I'm guessing you were steered a bit by some of the hints.
Yeah, a little bit of direction that way.
That's all right. All right, Jason, what's your last name?
Killen.
And what keeps you busy in Martinsville?
I'm a sales coordinator out at Prairie ICF.
Ah, good stuff. Well, thanks so much for listening today. You get a downtime this summer? You take any time off?
Not yet. Just playing out. Stay busy. It's our busy season.
So. Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, listen, I appreciate you playing along with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. You are this week's winner, which means you're the new champ. We've got a t-shirt ready for you. We've got to get some information off air. So don't go away. Frank's going to chat with you off air to get some mailing information.
Sounds good.
Congratulations once again, Jason.
Thank you.
Jason Killen from Martinsville is the winner this week of Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. You're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does. The answer, gray eyes. The themes on the text line, definitely red hair, eye color, and a third nipple, which came through with one of the guests on the phone line as well. But yeah, good on you for playing along, and thanks for the calls. Boy, speaking of that, earlier today we were talking about the fact that, of course, the exhibition starts up today in Regina. It starts up tomorrow in Saskatoon. Tomorrow, though, although it's the start of the exhibition in Saskatoon, today was the exhibition parade, which is actually just wrapping up in Saskatoon. It fired up at 10 o'clock, so it's a kilometer-long parade, hundreds of people out. It's been a great morning for that, for sure. And it started us telling stories, exhibition stories from back in the day. I told you about how I remember wanting to go to the exhibition so bad. My mom was the one that said, yeah, I think the kids should be able to go. Dad was always a little more not sure that was a good way for us to spend our money. But as kids, what better way is there to spend money? This has elicited a number of texts that have come in on the text line, like John from Regina, Buffalo Days 1977. I worked in the brand new Agridome and witnessed the most iconic week of entertainment, Bay City Rollers, Bob Hope, and Kiss. Wow. What a lineup. John says, I saw the warm-ups for Bay City Rollers and saw Kiss warm up without makeup, which was almost unheard of in 1977. Thanks for the text. Number of other texts coming in. Here's one from Jeff in Regina, my exhibition experience. One of them was quite funny. In the late 70s, you used to have to buy tickets to go on the ride in the amusements. I remember one amusement or exhibit, freak show, whatever you want to call it, that was five tickets. And what you could see was a 6-foot man-eating chicken. And I was shocked and excited and gladly paid five tickets to go into the little room and see not a 6-foot man-eating chicken, but a 6-foot man, comma, eating chicken. Jeff, thanks for sharing that one. Ari had texted in earlier and said he played, or he used to actually work at the exhibition, and he was the he ran the rollerball game. I assumed it was the one where you roll the bowling ball kind of on those two metal railings. It's got to go over one hump, but not over the sec. He said, no, not that one. This is the one where you had to roll the ball up and it landed in a hole. And depending on how many points you got, it moves a character along the racetrack. So it's like a race with other people in the game. I know exactly which one he's talking about. I've lost miserably at that one in the past as well. Text from Dennis in Regina. Memories of the Regina exhibition, 1958. Dennis says, farm kid, 14 years old with a younger brother in tow. Absolute awe. Spent my $5 allowance on bumper cars, getting whiplash, eating footlong hot dogs and ice cream fiddlesticks. Our parents were mortified, thinking that we would be lost forever. Lots of great memories. Someone texted in earlier talking about, you know, the days where mom and dad let you go at a young age and just let you go. We'll meet you back here in 3 hours. I don't think we quite, with young children, are quite as trusting today as we were back then, but lots of great memories coming in on the line. Okay, this is where I want to go next. Small town slogans. I said Saskatchewan Day Long Weekend is in our sights, just a couple of days away. Lots of small towns and communities have different events planned for the Saskatchewan Day Long Weekend. And every community in this province, and there are vibrant communities spread out throughout the entire province, they have their own, like I call the superpower. What is your community's superpower? What is the slogan for your community? Or what's your community known for? Share that with us. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. 1-877-332-8255. We'll chat about this till 12 o'clock here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.